Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamah Daf Yedalid Amud Beis 14b, pagination 28, a very important topic called Mamzerus, which is a very serious topic which exists in the Jewish world. And actually, I'd like to try to discuss one way of a workaround which was ruled upon by Reb Moshe Feinstein in a number of applications, sometimes misunderstood, but enormously helpful in the Jewish world. The concept of a mamzer is a very serious one. If a union occurred between a man and a woman who were forbidden to each other on a very high level, a level of krisus, which is that we're told that the neshama, the soul, gets cut off from its spiritual source. That's the type of level of offense. How that plays out in heaven, I don't know. Certainly there's such a thing as tshuva. But this offense is the type that cuts a person off. Such a serious offense, such as living with a married woman, would produce a mamzer if a child is born from that union. And the seriousness of the mamzer is that he cannot marry conventionally in the Jewish community. A regular Jewish girl, regular Jewish boy, would not be able to marry a mamzer or mamzeres, which is the female term for that word. Other examples of chayvei krisus that would also cause such a high-level problem, besides an eshes ish, a married woman, are eshes ach, living with the wife of your brother, the exact case of yibum, if yibum doesn't apply, meaning the dead brother died and left children, for example, his wife would be this high-level violation. And likewise, some of the very close family relatives, blood relatives, such as a mother, if a person would live with such a person, again, it would be this high level that produces a mamzer, such a great offense. Let's take a look at the text in the Gemara, which is enormously important. About 10 lines from the top, in the middle of a line, Gufa, Omar Rabbi Lozar, afa pishenechliku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel b'tzaros, even though Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued, as we mentioned in a previous session, regarding the co-wives, in the case of Yibum or wannabe Yibum, if one of the co-wives is closely related to the living brother, then according to Beis Hillel, the co-wives, besides her, are all absolved of Yibum, and it would be a violation to marry them. And according to Beis Shammai, there's no concept of grouping the co-wives together, and therefore there's still an opportunity of Yibum or Chalitza, even if one of the co-wives is, for example, the daughter of the living brother. So they argued in the case of Tzaros, in the case of co-wives. Nevertheless, Modim, they agree, She'ein mamzer ela mimi she'isuro isur erva v'anush kares. They only rule mamzer, they're in agreement, that the case of mamzer is going to be when there's a prohibition of immoral relationships that was associated with kares, with this high-level offense. There is one exception to this kares rule, and it's worth mentioning. It also has great application, and that is a child from a nida. Even if the woman did not go to mikvah, didn't go to mikvah properly, and her husband, or if she's not married, a different person, but a child that's produced from a woman who is a nida is not, absolutely not, considered a mamzer, even though it is a chayve krisus. That's the one exception that's mentioned in the Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch. That's the way we rule. And a child from a nida, provided that they have good character traits, is perfectly acceptable in the Jewish community. The Stipler is an interesting tshuva on it, and perhaps it's something worth going on to in detail at a later time. Our topic, though, is contemporary cases that appear to be the fear of mamzerus and possible solutions which are sometimes acceptable if they're researched properly and ruled upon by a ranking authority. Here's the problem. A young man, young woman get married. They may not be particularly religious, but some observant relatives insist that they have a kosher wedding. They go ahead and have a wedding. And at a later date, they split. They break up. If they do a proper get, gerushin, divorce, religiously, so then that marriage is religiously terminated. If, however, they do not terminate the marriage religiously, they simply split, they remain halachically married. And the terrible consequence here is that if the woman goes and gets married to another man, she thinks that since they split up, they're no longer married, but they really may be still totally married. If that original marriage was done properly, she remains married until a proper divorce is done. And therefore, in effect, she's an eshes ish, a married woman, living with a man that can't be her husband because she's already married. And the children produced from that second union could very well be mamzerim and forbidden to marry into the rest of the Jewish people, and it could have serious ramifications. The workaround, which is significant, is that sometimes the original marriage was not a halachic marriage. Reb Moshe Feinstein maintained that on all marriages we should require a religious divorce. But if they didn't, and she's already married to a second man, and they already produced children from the second union, Reb Moshe would ask and question the original marriage. And if, perchance, there was no one present as a valid witness, meaning a Sabbath observer who is valid in halacha as a witness, then it could possibly be that the original marriage was not a marriage at all. In which case, it may sound offensive, that means that the two of them were living together without religious marriage, but the ramification is extremely beneficial, because if the original marriage can be researched and was not a marriage, then this is not a married woman living in a second union that's forbidden, that produces mamzerim. Instead, she's an unmarried woman who fooled around for a period of time with one man, and then they split, and now she's hanging out with another man, and the children produced will not be the result of a married woman's illicit relationship. That concept, as a workaround, as a solution, as something worthy of research to see if it applies, is all based on this principle that mamzerus, as we paskin it, is only from the result of an iser erva, a prohibited immoral relationship that is onush kares. But if it's not meeting those criteria, even though a boy-girl hanging around is quite offensive and forbidden, but it's not the level that would produce mamzerus, and therefore that union, as problematic as it may be, will not have these serious ramifications on a future generation. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.